Tonight we're going to be reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 17. Peter is urging the Christians, the pilgrims, to live in accordance with the holiness that they've been called to, as verse 16 makes mention. They were called to be obedient children. They were called to be those who did not allow themselves to be changed by the world, verse 14 there, and continue to live as people who didn't really understand what life was all about and what God expected. That's no longer the case. So he says, now you're to live as a people separated from the world. And so he says in verse 17, and if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. We often think of our stay in short term, segments. Go to a vacation time and you stay at a hotel and you got your stay there. But do we think about our life, the whole span of it, as a stay? We're just here for a stay. And it's actually a brief stay. The stay has been compared to a vapor that goes up into the air and then it quickly vanishes away. It doesn't last very long. That's the life that we live, we're told. And so what Peter is saying, since you are living here for such a little bit of time, while you're here in this life, think about, reflect upon how you're living and make sure you do it with fear. Fear of God. Realizing what he's just stated, that you are going to be accountable, that God is going to judge you for how you have lived. And he'll do so, notice verse 17 there, who without partiality. So God is not a God that gives special consideration to this guy over here, or can be bribed, or prefers certain people over other people without any real reason why. There's nothing like that with God. He treats all people equally. And Peter explained when he was speaking to Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 that with God, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him. That's what you have to do. So God, he will on the judgment day, without partiality, do what? Judge according to each one's work. This is a God that knows everything about us. This is a God who sees not only the good that we do, but the things that we struggle with. And he wants it to be a struggle in the sense that we're not giving in and just living that life of sin, but that we are striving to struggle against it, overcome it, and put it behind us. That's someone who's living faithfully. You're struggling against sin because the devil will never leave you alone. You'll always be struggling as long as you're here on this earth, but hopefully we'll be getting better, stronger, and having less issue with certain things that we have struggled with in the past because the Lord strengthens us. But God will, according to each one's work, judge us. And therefore, that's the reason why he says, while you're here in this little stay, live before God with fear. Have that reverence, have that realization that our judge is watching us, and our judge doesn't play favorites. He says, continuing in verse 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We are a redeemed people. He speaks to those who are already living in that state. There are people that are saved. They have been bought back. They were separated from God, but now they've been drawn nigh unto him. This is the description of our own lives. We have been redeemed, but it's not been with material things. You weren't bought with something that's physical, temporary, and in actuality, worthless. Gold and silver, these things aren't really worth anything. They're all going to be destroyed one day. What is worth something is far beyond this world. It's that which relates to a sacrifice that was made by the Son of God. He laid down His life. He gave up things. He came to heaven, or came from heaven, and lowered Himself as a man, living here, dying, and has ascended back into heaven now, and is waiting till the Father says, "It's time." At which time He'll come back. And this will be the day where, if we have lived as the redeemed, if we have made wise use of our time, if we have lived in fear, then it's a good day, a day to look forward to, not a day that will take us by surprise in that we are not prepared. We know it's coming. We know what we have to be doing. But our redemption has been from what? He says, aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. Many to whom Peter writes were of a Jewish background. Some were of a Gentile background. But either way, even the Jewish people who had been the covenant people of God had actually abandoned the law of Moses in terms of the faithful keeping of it. Now, they were people who kept traditions, teachings and doctrines of men. That was aimless conduct received by the traditions, from the traditions of their fathers. You won't be saved by tradition. The traditions of man, the teachings that can be given from one generation to another, will not save us. If it's in the book, it will. But one generation doesn't always teach the next generation everything that is right. And therefore, we must be searchers to know the truth, because we're reconciled from those things that cannot save. Only God's Word, the truth, untouched, unchanged, but purely given, received, and followed, can save us. The blood of Jesus Christ has accomplished this feat of making the garment that a human being wears, the soul, the spiritual garment, so to speak. He's able to make it cleanse so that there's not a single spot. It's white like snow. He was indeed, Peter says, foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through Him believe in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. He speaks of the resurrection. And here is where our hope lies, that God did in fact bring His Son back to life. And Jesus, as Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 15, is the firstborn from the dead, implying that there are others like Him. There will be many more who will also come forth from the dead. But He was the first to die, be raised, but never to die again. He is there, and He will never see death. We can look forward to that same blessed hope if we conduct ourselves here in fear before God, realizing what we've been saved from, and don't go back to it, but rather live this life of the redeemed people who bank on and trust in the hope that we have through the Son of God, that we do what we can to help others come to a knowledge of that same truth, pointing them to the Christ, the church that He established, so that they can have hope, so they can live that life. And then we need, as well, while we're here, to encourage each other to stay on track, because the world would pull us aside. Society and our culture and the things that are so far from God tend to drift into the church. So we have to help each other get to heaven, remain loyal and true to the book, search it out continually, lest we have drifted away from the truth. But it's here for us to know. And our hope still is in Christ, and one day we'll be with Him forever. Do you have that hope tonight as one who has already been saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? It begins with faith in Him, repentance from our sins, confession of our faith, and then baptism, where the sins that we possess are cleansed from us completely and no longer held to our account. We can fall back into that living if we're not careful. And so God, of course, through His Word, calls His wayward children home. He reminds us, as long as we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, John says in chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1. So we will stand before Him cleansed and clean if we turn to Him and remain with Him. If you need His help, though, tonight, because you're not a Christian or you strayed from the fold, He can deal with that, and He can help you as we stand and sing.